And we are back for some Thursday night hoops. We got a three-game slate that could possibly bring the point god back. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and I am ready to unpack this three-game slate with some pretty high game totals as well. But before I jump into it, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered up with BetOnline, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spread while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino to get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, on the last episode on Tuesday, I titled it First Victory Dream. And we was able to witness the Mystics pull off the upset against the Dream, which allowed them to be the last team in the WNBA to get a win on their record. And they were without Secure Austin, but they got Brittany Sykes back, who proved pretty vital into that win on Tuesday. When it came to props, I was pretty high on two players for the Lynx. Courtney Williams, I believe I said if the points and rebounds came in at 15 or lower to take the over on that. And she was able to give us a check mark on that. Believe she finished with 19 points and rebounds. The other player was Kayla McBride. I said if her points came in up to 16 to take the over on that. And some people was able to get the lines in a little bit earlier at 15.5 and was able to get the check mark on that. But if he got it in a little bit later, the points were set at 16, so that would have been a push. The last prop I was high on was in the Seattle Sparks game. It was Jrue Lloyd. I said if the points came in up to 23 to take the over on that. And sadly, the blowout only allowed her to get 21 points, and we fell just short on getting another check mark. So 1-1-1 or 2-1, depending on if you got the bump or not. Wasn't the best record, wasn't perfect, but we still was able to get some profit on that slate. So hopefully we could bounce back today, go 3 for 3. And we're gonna start it off with the first game on the slate, which is every single new WNBA fan favorite team, the Indiana Fever, who will be hosting the most confusing team of the WNBA, the Atlanta Dreams, who just suffered a defeat from the now one-win Mystics. Surprisingly, they're favored by 3.5 coming into this game. Game total set at 162.5. And this game is just it's saying this is going to be a under the total points. I really don't see how both teams are going to be able to get this to a 162 spot. I mean, I don't even see 152, to be honest with you. So if you have access to a sports book, I would be hitting the under on this game total. When it comes to DFS on the Atlanta side, I'm really just looking at two spin ups, either Ryan Howard or Tyner Charles. Both will be decent picks for your cash games. Howard might have a little bit more of a upside since she has the ability to get four stocks in this game and also score 20 points. On the other hand, when you have Charles, out of every player playing in this game, she probably has a high probability to get a double double. So I would just choose one or the other. I don't have too much ownership in Atlanta players. As always, if you want to take a chance on Miss Parker, she's definitely GPP playable. But if you roster her on the Tuesday slate, she ended up giving you just 4 fantasy points. So roster her with caution. Outside of the 2 spend ups, you know, would I go that route? You know, Powers at 5'8 isn't the worst. Ownership might be around 15%. But in this spot, she does have the potential to get you maybe 25, 28 fantasy points. If, I will take that in cash or GPP. So that's definitely a safe play. If you need a last piece, Powers would be something you could plug in to your cash or GPPs. Now, on the Fever side, I thought this would be a little bit easier than figuring out pieces in the Atlanta side, but I was struggling. I was struggling to find pieces. I do like the price for Caitlin Clark today. She's only 9'8". I do think the ownership might be a little bit too high for my liking, so I will be pivoting to Kelsey Mitchell for 6'9 in my GPPs. Should be able to get you lower than 15% ownership on this play as well due to recent performance, but the minutes will be there. And if you believe this can hit the 160-point total, she will definitely be a reason for Indiana getting there. Outside of that, in my GPPs, I don't mind running Smith for 8-2. I'm not too sure on what her ownership is going to be. Boston was outperforming her in the recent matchups, but if you want to take a shot on somebody who could be the highest scoring player fantasy-wise on the Fever side, I don't mind taking Smith in 1 or 2 of my lineups. Now, moving on to a interesting game, probably my favorite game on the slate, we got the Seattle Storm traveling to Dallas to take on the Wings. Currently, the Storms are favored by the largest margin on the slate, 7.5. And the game total is 161.5. It does seem a little low to me. I really do think the Wings will keep this closer than Vegas is saying right now. So if you have a book, I really do think the Wings will cover this spread. I'm not going to take the money line. I'm not that confident on the Wings, but I do feel like this will be a more competitive game than the Storm has been facing in the past. On the Dallas side, my favorite pick will be McCown. She's 8-6 right now. She's definitely in a spot to get a double-double. So if you see her props for her points and rebounds coming in at 23, maybe even 24, I don't mind taking the over on that. When it comes to fantasy, Seattle, even though they have great interior players, they give up a lot of free throws. They give up a lot of rebounds, and they give up a lot of blocks. If McCown is able to stay on the floor, she should be able to get you 35 to 40 DK points in that spot. Outside of McCown, I might roster Segrist in my cast game. She's 7'9". Her floor is pretty safe. You really don't get too much of an upside for a 7'9 player if you play her in your lineups. But in cash games, I really want to have somebody a little bit safer, especially if I'm saving money by not going for too many 10K plus players in my lines. There's a couple other players you can look at. Brown, I don't mind taking a shot on her for a GPP if you're fading McCown. She has the ability to get to the line, has a high offensive rebounding rate, and she does have the ability to get a few block shots as well. But again, that's more of a GPP flyer. Moving on to the Seattle side, if I'm fading McCown, I'm definitely going to be playing Ezzie. She's 10-1. And should have pretty low ownership due to the other spend ups that are available on this slate. In my cash games, I will have a good amount of interest in Skylar Diggins. She's 9'4". And if her assist line comes in around 7, even 7.5, I might actually play the over on that. Dallas gives up a lot of points and a lot of assists to point guards. And I really don't see that changing in this matchup. Even if it stayed competitive, as I'm calling it, this should still be a high scoring game. Also, if this game does blow out, I don't mind playing Horston at 5-2 or even Mercedes Russell at 4-5. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to go there myself. But when I was making my early lines, I was like, I could probably save salary over there if this game go out of hand and allow me to play somebody in this later slate. But only as you need to save money, GPP play when I go the Hurston or Russell route. Now, I guess this is the prime time game. We got the Las Vegas Aces heading to Phoenix to play the Mercury. Highest game total on the slate, 168.5. Aces are favored by 6.5. And the biggest news for the Aces actually came out, and Chelsea Gary is potentially making her return this game. The reason I say this is like super unexpected is 2 days ago, they said she's potentially coming back around the Olympic break. 2 days later, they say she's going to be suiting up. Now, Jackie Young, I'm not sure what her condition is right now. She was limited in her game on Tuesday. Definitely wasn't playing at the all-star level that we're used to seeing her play at. Brittany Grinder is back, and she's turning the Mercury into a pretty playoff looking team right now. So I really don't know how to feel for the game script on this game. This is something you really need to be watching the news on. See if there's any development on Jackie Young, see if Gray is actually going to be playing. But to keep it simple for DFS in your cash games, Asia Wilson is 12-3. Luckily, she's less than 25% of your salary. If you're playing cash, just play her. She has the highest floor for any player and also the highest ceiling for any player on this slate. Outside of Wilson, the only player I'm playing right now without any news coming out from the Aces is Kelsey Plum at 9-5. If you're able to see her 3-pointer prop up to 3, possibly even 3.5, I don't mind playing the over on that. The reason and thinking behind that is if this game actually hit this game total at 168, the Aces need to hit anywhere from like 11 to 12 3-pointers at least. And Plum realistically could contribute to about 4 or 5 of those. So this is more of playing the game total and the fact that even the 2 games that Brittany Grinder has played, the Mercury have been giving up at least 9 3-pointers to opponents in those games. Now, on the Mercury side, I do feel like the top 3 spend ups are pretty safe in cash or GPP, Cooper, Griner, and Cloud. I will probably be leaning more towards Cloud due to her assist rate, minutes, and the price tag is a little bit cheaper than the other two as well. So, yeah, I really don't mind using Cooper or Griner and GPP as well. I'm not sure where the ownership is going to lean. I do think the ownership will lean more towards Griner, with Cooper being the lowest owned and Cloud being somewhere in the middle. But it should not be higher than 35% for any player. on this three-game slate. Then the last piece on the Mercury side, Rebecca Allen is a 5K piece I don't mind using as the last piece in cash or GPP. It seemed like her minutes are going to be stable. And while she's on the floor, she got up a good amount of shots, was connecting on them in the past two games as well. So ownership might be a little bit high, but for 5K, you're not really looking at too many great options on this three-game slate. So I don't mind running her in cash or GPP. Outside of that, if you want to get in contact with me, you can contact me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always willing to talk about any levels of basketball. We just ended the LNB season with Monaco holding the title. We got possibly one more game of the NBA, unless Luka Magic happens. And, of course, any draft talk or WNBA talk, more than willing to talk about it. So, good luck with your props today. Also, take down the contest that you're in. Hopefully, this information helps you get that money. Till next time.